This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jeanette Ramos Fortis. Date of birth, September the 1st, 1973. Case ID number is 669-1252. Date of exam, October the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from JNC Behavior Services, dated 6/19/2023, and an endoscopy center at the MedPoint, dated 7/6/2023. Identifying information, this is a 50-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, osteoarthritis, shoulder pain, fibromyalgia, and anxiety, stress. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in July of 2022, where she worked in a warehouse for 1 year. She was also a secretary for 15 years in Puerto Rico. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is working. She states that while she worked as a secretary, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, hypertension. Number two, osteoarthritis / shoulder pain / fibromyalgia. Number three, anxiety / stress. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital and temporal headaches, along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently on no medications for her high blood pressure, and her blood pressure today was 125 over 87 mmHg. The claimant does not appear to have high blood pressure at this time. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis / shoulder pain / fibromyalgia. The claimant states that since 2020, she started to develop pain in both shoulders and all over her body. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia. She was also recently diagnosed with left sacral iliitis. She was diagnosed with these conditions with a CT scan and with physical examination. She denies any fractures, surgeries, and has been given multiple injections of steroids for her pain, especially in the lumbar sacral back area. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 5 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assisted devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Juan Flores. She's presently on ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She also takes other medications which are not related to her fibromyalgia. The claimant does low-impact exercises and states that her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and occasionally doing some exercise. Because of her sacroiliitis, she has not been doing too much because of the pain. Her condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number three, anxiety/stress. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and started to develop anxiety with stress, with depression. She states she worries a lot and is very preoccupied about problems in the family and has decreased ability to concentrate, insomnia, decrease appetite and sometimes increase appetite, anger issues, unstable moods, decreased memory, the feeling of being useless, and nervousness. She denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts at the past. She is presently on trazodone 300 milligrams QHS and oxycarbazepine 300 milligrams QAM and 2 tablets QPM. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history: her father died from cancer of melanoma when he was 16. The mother is 79 and has diabetes mellitus, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and hypothyroidism. Medications: oxycarbazepine 300 milligrams, one tablet QAM and 2 tablets QPM. Trazodone 300 milligrams, 1 tablet QHS. Exudia eye drops, 2 drops QD. Omeprazole 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, morbid obesity, anemia, bilateral shoulder pain, osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, diverticulosis, depression/anxiety, bipolar disorder, and dry eyes. The claimant has had 2 C-sections and a hysterectomy secondary to profuse bleeding. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 212 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 125 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 94 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 32.5. General: this is a 50-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last 2 sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30 and corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50 and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel distension exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tender points in different parts of her body, including the shoulder, back, hand, and elbow areas. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, except for the left hand where the claimant is unable to pinch and use the index finger and thumb at this time. She appears to have some contractures there. There is normal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. However, the claimant has abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine secondary to tenderness. And the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, as well as in the left hand. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was in 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. However, the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes and was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but with difficulty. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and had difficulty hopping on each foot bilaterally, secondary to the sacroiliitis. Assistive devices, she has no assistive devices. Neurological exam, grip strength was +4/5 for the right hand and +3/5 for the left. The claimant is unable to make a full fist, pinch, or pose fingers with the left hand, especially with the index and thumb. She is able to do it with the right hand without any difficulty. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradius, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal. To light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the right hand, but abnormal for the left, secondary to contractures of the index and thumb. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right hand and to a lesser extent with the left. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the cervical spine and left hand, as well as in the knee and left hip area. She is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally, but especially for the left side, and the claimant is unable to pinch, oppose fingers, or make a full closed fist. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted for the left hand. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased range of motion, fibromyalgia, questionable sacroiliitis, and and lumbar sacral back pain. Probable diagnoses: number one, hypertension - not confirmed with physical examination, not being treated. Blood pressure was 125 over 87 mmHg. Appears to be normal. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis / bilateral shoulder pain / fibromyalgia. The claimant does appear to have abnormal ranges of motion for all extremities. However, her effort was fair to poor, and the diagnosis is guarded at this time. Number three, anxiety / stress / bipolar disease. Being treated at this time, appears to be stable and fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jeanette Ramos Fortes.